The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the redevelopment of two Victorian houses in Phibsborough in Dublin has been scrapped by Dublin City Council due to excessive costs. I'm joined by Labour TD and Phibsborough resident Marie Sherlock. You're very welcome to the show, Marie. So you know these buildings well, is that right?
Good morning, Claire. Yes, and look, I think what has happened in Phibsborough is a story that can be told across so many communities in Dublin and indeed across other parts of the country as well. I know Cork and other cities, in terms of the shambles of dealing with dereliction. So these are two homes on Connaught Street in the heart of Phibsborough that have been vacant now for over two decades and, you know, went on the derelict site register back in 2009, a little bit done to try and stabilise those houses. So they came off the derelict site register and then went back on it again in 2012. And eventually the council purchased these houses in 2018. And 6 years on, we finally have the news this week, after a lot of false starts, that they're now not able to restore these houses to homes because of the sheer cost. And look, I totally understand Dublin City Council can't spend over €1 million trying to bring, you know, or nearly €2 million trying to bring two houses back into use. But it is an enormous challenge across the city, and I suppose reflects how poorly both local authorities and government are dealing with dereliction.
So what happens to the
dereliction in their communities?
These two houses then?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. And look, you know, frustratingly for us, we've been looking at these houses for years. And look, you know, there's houses in other parts of the city as well that are in the same fate. Look, ultimately, we have to look at why are we in this place that we're looking at crumbling houses not being filled in. Of, you know, a very poor attitude by local authorities to actually going after the owners. And of course, the original blame has to go with the owners themselves and failing to do anything with these houses, but particularly a lack of an aggressive approach by Dublin City Council.
So you're saying if the CPO process was quicker, that this would have been sorted out. It was the delays that led to now the point where it doesn't make sense to do them up.
Well, look, I suppose we need to have a quicker CPO process. We need to make sure that there is real teeth in terms of taxing derelict and long-term vacant sites. So we've had a vacant excise levy, which have not been worth the paper that they've been written on. There is a new tax coming in, a derelict site tax, but that's going to be 2027 by the time it'll be introduced. So there's a lack of urgency on the part of government. But also crucially, we have to square the circle of houses that are, and as you said, these are Victorian houses that are of architectural merit, you know, and an important facade, but the back of it is crumbling. How do you restore those? We know that there's houses in Chapel Izzet that are protected structures, have been sitting there for years, crumbling, but yet you can't knock them down. And the reality is we've about 14,000 houses across Dublin that are built before 1940. You can't just knock them down, but we're going to have to see some sort of special scheme put in place by the government to ensure that those houses are brought back into use, that there's special funding for that, to recognise that they are of architectural merit, but make sure, more crucially, that they're actually made into homes. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we can't talk about rising homelessness and the need to build more houses without looking at the existing housing stock across Dublin and seeing what can we do with that long-term vacant house problem that is a scourge across so many of our communities.
So these two houses then, number 19 and number 21 on Connaught Street in Phibsborough, like it's just the front of them left now, isn't that the case?
It is just the front of them, and I suppose the structural surveys that the council would have originally taken would have suggested that they could effectively keep the facade and build behind them. But now there is an issue, from according to the city council, that effectively the facade is crumbling as well.
Right.
So what do we do?
What do we do? Like, is it a case of just, could you just knock the facade now and sell the site?
Well, look, I think common sense would probably say that that's probably what you need to do. But we also have to be mindful of the architectural history of the city as well. And as I said, there's about 14,000 homes that are built pre-1940. Many red brick, many part of the fabric of the architectural history of the city. And I know there would be a lot of concern about just demolishing and rebuilding. But I suppose, to my mind, and sorry, the other key thing to say is that, you know, a large part of Phibsborough is an architectural conservation area. But I suppose it's a bit like the conversation with the Rotunda earlier in the week. You know, we have to get that balance right between, you know, honouring our architectural history in the city, but making sure that our buildings are also pushed to use. Mm-hmm. And it is simply unacceptable for me that we would have two crumbling buildings on Connaught Street and have them there for the next decade. Because, as I say, this has been going on for two decades.
It just goes against all common sense around housing. I mean, we want people living in our city centres. We want to use every single building available to us. And yet it seems as though the cogs aren't turning. It's not working.
And that's it. And look, we know that there's about 14,000 vacant commercial properties and houses across Dublin that are empty at this point in time. About a fifth of those are long term vacant. And I suppose I'd really have to question the urgency and speed by both government and indeed local government. And look, obviously, of course, you know, it's very easy to say these things. In practice, it can be much more difficult and complex. But we do need to see an urgency now, because I think people are fed up. It obviously drags down an area. In terms of when there is dereliction and ultimately when we have homelessness numbers exceeding 17,000 and so many people coming to me saying they can't afford to buy a house, it is unconscionable that we would allow derelict houses to remain a part of our communities, which is why that we need to make sure the tax on the owners is really important. Because what has happened for many years is that a house, you know, local authorities would put a house on a derelict site register. The owner gets in touch, does a very small amount of work, doesn't do enough work to put the house back into use, but maybe boards up the windows or stabilises the house so it's no longer a danger, and then it comes off the derelict site register.
Well, listen,
and
of
course the pressure is off.
I have a message from a listener here. This is interesting. This is from a builder who's worked on houses on that road. And this person says those houses have major subsidence issues. They're sinking into the ground because they weren't built with any foundations over 100 years ago. And they say it was never going to be the householder's fault. Now, when you put that side of it, I think you can have a little more understanding for the property owners in some of these cases where, I mean, it's just not feasible in many cases to go in and start putting in foundations.
So, look, every house is going to have its own story. And look, I've come across so many houses where, you know, a house might be disputed because of a will or whatever. And I totally accept all that. I suppose that the key thing, though, is that we can't allow a house for whatever reason to effectively remain derelict on any particular road across the city or indeed in the country. So that's why we need to get the tax right, the tax system right. But I suppose the second key thing is with regards to the issue of subsidence. Yeah, like that is a very serious issue because of the foundations. And again, as I say, a lot of these houses were built pre-1940 or indeed because they're Victorian over 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. So we are going to run into those difficulties. And that's why, you know, to my original point, we do need to get that balance right between honouring our architectural history in the city and also making sure that we don't just have houses sitting there like that, you know, that are effectively crumbling and of no good to anybody. They're a scourge to the community and they're not providing a home to anybody. Okay. So there has to be a balance brought to bear. But we need to see real leadership from both government and local authorities on this. And I actually think there needs to be some guidance from government on this, because ultimately we're not going to see the progress that we need.
Marie Sherlock, Labour TD and Phibsborough resident. Thank you very much for joining us on that one.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.